The topic of the priesthood of Christ is very, very big. And so with the help of the Spirit of God, and we can help one another in this, we wanted to just sort of narrow the scope, and that's why we only read these passages. There are other passages on the outline, but we want to look at this from two perspectives. One is the characteristics of the high priestship of Christ, and it's by contrast. Everything that we learn about the priesthood of Christ is by contrast to the first priesthood that was given by God to Moses in Aaron and his sons. So what we want to look at, and if you look at the outline, it's broken up into two sections, and we have to watch the time so that we can try and cover both. One is the characteristics of the Lord Jesus as the high priest in contrast to Aaron. And we look at the different things. Some are contrasts, some are similarities. So, for example, he's ordained, called, didn't take it on himself. Aaron didn't take it on himself. And then we look at the different characteristics through chapter 7. It's continuous, changeless. His character is holy and harmless. And then we want to take in the second part of today's, the morning reading, to look at what he has done as a priest. He has offered a sacrifice and his present ministry of intercession and mediation, succoring, and all of the things that the other texts that we have in the outline suggest. So two things. One of his character, the characteristics of the high priest, in contrast to the characteristics of what marked Aaron, and then what he has done. And then, as we look at that, always keeping in mind the intent and purpose of priestly activity. It's always interesting to ask that question. You know, why does the scripture talk about priesthood? And then it's very interesting to look through the scriptures to see who are identified as such. And, you know, it's helpful to appreciate, what priesthood means. And so maybe just as a starting point to just talk about the priest. Why does God introduce the concept of a priest in human history? I'd like to suggest that God is so distinct and separate from who we are that as a result of the fall, we must be ever conscious of his holiness. And so whenever we think of priesthood, it's always connected with approach and nearness to God. And so that helps me to set the standard of what this whole idea of priesthood means. We talked about in the introduction how one of the activities of priestly activity is offering a sacrifice. And in the Old Testament, you can watch through all the passages that it was those who were coming near to God, approaching God, they would recognize the sinfulness, their own fallen shortness of who God is. And so priestly activity just reminds us of the greatness of who God is, his holiness, and that our approach to him is not based on anything that we produce. It's based on something else. And that's very important. When we read in chapter 5, verse 1, we get a little insight about priesthood activity in that, and I just want to highlight that, they're ordained in things pertaining to God. We should always start in every discussion, in everything with the scriptures, is this thought, God gives it, what is God's intent? And so it starts out with, this idea of the high priest is always in connection with things pertaining to God, and then a verse we read in chapter 7, that we might draw near unto God. And if we keep these two things in our mind as we go through the day, we can really gain a lot about what this whole truth of priesthood is about. It's things pertaining to God and that we might draw near to God. So as we look at the Lord Jesus, in the verses that we read, it's to look first at the contrast between him and Aaron, the characteristics that mark him, and then look at the ministry of the Lord Jesus in terms of his offering, as well as what he's currently doing as our mediator and intercessor.
If I might add to that, just again by the way of introduction, the question that was asked, and Mark, you have addressed it in the matter, why do we need a priest? And if I just summarize it in 2 points, the first one, it's because of sin. The second one is because of weakness. And Hebrews will address the second part, the matter of weakness, and I think we will get to it. The priest is an office. And every office gives dignity to the person that holds that office. And I'm telling you, many of these people who are running for an office need much dignity to be added to that. And the office gives that dignity. It is the office of the president, of the office of the prime minister, that give dignity to the person that occupied that office. Not in that case. In that case, the person, the Lord Jesus, give dignity to the office that he occupied as a priest. The second thing is that we need always to keep in mind that the Lord Jesus had that office as a priest, as a man, as a glorified man. At least that's what we get in the book of Hebrews. And in that office, though he occupied it as a man, in every verse that mentioned him as a priest, almost, in the book of Hebrews, it's always guarded by the fact that he is the Son of God, the eternal Son of God. In chapter 3, in chapter 5, in chapter 7, you always find them, the Spirit of God guarded his priesthood as his son. So if I have 2 nails to hang up the epistle to the Hebrews on, it is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 5, and Hebrews chapter 5, verse 6. Thou art a priest, that's verse 5. Thou art son, my son, in verse 6. Those are the 2 things that we need to hang on the epistle to the Hebrews, because if we are talking about the priesthood, we will find out that this very priest, and again, how wonderful, how dignity that was put upon us, such a high priest becometh us. That is really the dignity that God have put on the Christian company, that such a great person, the eternal Son of God, none other could fit as a priest for that company but the Lord Jesus. But because of the greatness of the office, in Hebrews, we have dual types. It takes 2 to magnify before us, to present before us the greatness of the office of Christ. We have Aaron and we have Melchizedek. And I'm sure as we will discuss it further, I don't want to take all the time, we will talk about the difference between the Aaronic priesthood, the Melchizedek priesthood, what is the deficiency that was found in the Aaronic priesthood, and why Christ, even as a priest, greater than Aaron.